This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked round, found a real show and some poo. Heard the snark, there's a place where thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they've been putting up a fight. And the thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Awesome!
Thank you, Mr. Gutfeld. It might very well be.
It could be. You
the
never
boys
know.
Are back.
We are.
Here, even me.
The little Gambino.
Hey, did you see that somebody from that was on The Sopranos, he died?
Who?
I don't know what the fuck his name was. I don't know. It just was like yesterday or the day before. I don't know. It was some dude. He's got like 50 acting credits to his name, and he was on The Sopranos.
What the hell's his name? I think I saw his picture.
Okay. Well, at least you saw.
Well, our me and Rick are both in Tampa, and Tampa area lost one of our better citizens yesterday. Kirstie Alley, who I had a crush on for years. Very, very nice lady. From the people who have met her, I know at least three people that have met her and talked with her and stuff. And she is she's better in person than she was on TV. I mean, once she got her life straightened out and everything, got her head on straight, she kept her sense of humor, and she was an absolute delight. She had apparently passed away from cancer that hit her quickly, and nobody knew about it really until recently. And she died yesterday. So. Rest in peace, Kirstie Alley. Thank you for entertaining us and for being the good person that you were.
35 years ago today, she walked into the Cheers thing to become one of the flings for whoever she was dating there in the show. I don't know. I saw an article.
Ted Danson, I believe.
There you go. Ted Danson. Yeah.
But she's only 71. That's young.
I didn't even know she had cancer.
I found out she had cancer yesterday when I found out she died.
Pretty much, I think the rest of the world.
Her family said it was just recently that she was diagnosed. So,
oh, gotcha. Wow.
The actor was Frank Villalonga.
Okay. Oh, I know who that is. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
And he said, what is it? They don't know what he died from, though.
Yeah. Another one of those. We don't know.
He probably got a booster.
They'll blame it on COVID.
No, he got a booster. I mean, you know. Anyway, I will tell you one thing on that. Another thing from the free state of Florida, why we need to make America Florida.
Why?
Our governor is tired of this shit. And he said, he came out yesterday. I don't know all the details of it. I just looked at the headline, the first paragraph, because I was working on the show. But he said that he is not going to tolerate what this vaccination did to some people. He's not going to shut up about it. He's not going to sit down and just let them roll over us because Congress gave them immunity. So good on you. DeSantis is a thug. I love this guy. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio for December 6th.
2022.
Thank you, Baba. And also tomorrow is December 7th, the 81st anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. World War II was a horror. But we stuck together as a people, and though we suffered a horrible cost with our people's intelligence, bravery, innovation, and will, we prevailed over the evil forces arrayed against us. Unfortunately, most of the current crop of woke victimhood has no clue what the greatest generation went through to prevail. And if called upon to do any of this, do any of us think that this generation would put down their ticky-tocky and video games and step up? I say hell no, which is sad. And I would also point out, because I tagged this in at the end, found out after I was done putting the show up on our little secret page, guys, there was an 83-year-old man in Hillsborough, North Carolina, who still worked at a Home Depot. And a couple of weeks ago, some thug was pulling out three power washers on a cart, stealing them, just under the $800 limit for a felony thing. They should add tax in, then he would have been over it. But anyway, he stepped up in front of this kid on the way out the door, and the kid shoved him and knocked him down, and the man hit his head, and he passed away yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. From complications of getting hit. And that's the difference. I mean, that was the greatest generation, or he's at the tail end of it. You know, he's probably a little young for World War II, but he certainly would have been a veteran in Vietnam, or he's definitely Korea age. That was our greatest generation. These are people who at 83 years old still want to work. They still want to work and make something out of their life. They don't want to just sit around on their ass. And we're not like that anymore. We're just not like that anymore. And it's very sad that some punk stealing three power washers, he was going to go sell them. I mean, it wasn't like he's going to set up a business and work, you know.
I mean,
here in Florida, three power washers, you got a business.
Basically.
You know, yeah. I mean, geez, you know, everybody gets stuff power washed all the time down here. I mean, you know, we got our summer mold has got to get blown off your fence and everything, and people keep their houses clean and stuff. And,
well, were they Mexican?
Huh?
What, was the guy Mexican?
I believe he was African American.
Because you guys got all the Mexicans down there.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Oh no, I'm not being an ass. I'm just saying that's what you guys have for your power wash and your lawn, and I mean, it's all the Mexicans that come and do your
shit. Well, I don't know what they were. I mean, some of the guys that I've had do it were Hispanic. Matter of fact, the only one I had do it that I didn't like was a cop for my county, actually, I believe, who does it as a side business, and he was just like a total jerk off to deal with. And he charged more than anybody else. So, yeah. But anyway, since we skipped last week's show because DJ Slim actually holds a job, pays taxes, and contributes to society.
Damn right.
You know, we apologize, but we're back. So I want to know how you did your week go, Slim, with your 18-hour-a-day work job, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Let's catch up.
It was rough. I mean, it was rough. I did, you know, I think I did 21 straight days, to be honest. And there was a lot of 16 to 18 hour days in there, a lot, but we're done. My big boy job is done for the year. So, I'd like to say, I do have one of my co-workers is listening to the show tonight. So hi to Michael. I know he's listening cause he responded to me on Snapchat. So hi Michael, thanks for tuning in. But yeah, it was a rough.
Hey, Michael, he's got my address. Send me some of the damn coconut donuts next year. You didn't send me any of the bastard.
We only had,
I bitched about not having coconut donuts. Then I see a big post. You got some coconut. You made all these coconut donuts. Did you send your friend Zippy any? No, hell no.
They wouldn't have been any good. They wouldn't. Our donuts the next day are shit.
Vacuum seal them.
If we go to Dunkin' Donuts, wouldn't get coconut donuts.
You don't like coconut donuts, Rick?
I like coconut donuts.
Another reason. I would share them with Rick.
All right. Well, next year when I will make a special batch of coconut donuts just for you, and I will send them to you.
And Rick.
And Rick. Yeah. Yay.
Maybe. If we do specialty donuts. All right. But yeah, it was a rough week. It's over. I'm done. I don't have to go back to work for 7 months.
How was Thanksgiving? I was right in the middle of all of this.
Uneventful. And that's always the best.
Uneventful. Way. That's
uneventful. That is, the cops didn't show up. Nobody got drunk. Nobody got, you know, nobody ended up in the hospital. Uneventful is always a great way for a holiday to end. So
no liberal relatives came over and pissed you off.
Actually, I was the liberal relative was there. She just learned to keep her mouth shut. She didn't say anything stupid this time. Bravo. So I think she's learning that I can, you know, whoop her ass at politics. So okay. Anyways,
Rick, I understand. You know, how was your Thanksgiving? I think you went to your neighbors, you said, and I was curious if they had the decency to at least serve you a little manigault.
Manigault? No manigault for Thanksgiving. No, we had.
Why not? You're Italian.
I mean, yeah, that's me. They kind of act Italian, but I don't think they're Italian. But I mean,
they took care of you.
Yeah, they took care of me. They made all the good stuff. They made she made a stuffing. I told her that isn't wet. It's a dry stuffing it tastes like there's a sweet cornbread in the stuffing, but it's really good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Really good. But I kind of made it, you know, an Italian Thanksgiving. I brought, you know, I had to bring over some kind of a dessert. I knew they were making pies and stuff. So I went out and bought one of the panettone cakes.
Your language.
Oh yeah. That's.
Oh, that's right.
The fuck is that shit?
We on the network. You can say,
oh, you know, a panettone.
He just says Tuesday. He just says fucking shit. That's a good one, Slim. Thank you.
Nice.
So what is a pan of what?
Panettone. It looks like how do you explain it? It looks like a big.
Was Tony somebody you knocked off last week, and it was a pan of him?
Yeah, right. I can't.
Like a Jeffrey Dahmer thing,
I didn't say a can of Tony. I said a pan of Tony.
Yeah, pan of Tony.
Pentatonics. Yeah, that's a group.
Yes, it is. But it looks like a big muffin. It's a very light cake bread. There's a whole thing going on. Is it a cake? Is it a bread? What is it?
Okay.
It's actually like a yeast leavened bread, and there's raisins in it, candy fruit peels, almonds, and
it's kind of like a fruit cake. So fuck
nothing nowhere near.
Oh, you just said candy nuts all.
No, he said it was. He also said it was light.
It's very light. I know people that have fruit cakes as doorstops for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
This is very, very light. It's great. The best. I like it. You take it. You slice it down the middle. You make like a little thing of, you know, a slice. You toast it, and with butter on it, it's great. Unless you can put Nutella.
All right, so this wasn't like a chunk of some goomba your buddy's knocked off.
It wasn't somebody's brain.
Sent down for you to get rid of them. Okay.
Yeah, put it on the plate.
When you said panettone, I immediately went to your background. All right.
Tony's
nice. I had pizza, like I told you 2 weeks ago. I was going to have pizza. I did have pizza from New York.
And tell our listeners how much this shit cost you, because this is crazy.
I should add Rick up. At least he would have had some Italian, you know.
Yeah.
But he would have.
Then it would have cost you $80.
I'd ask him to leave his killer bugs at home.
Like my bugs alone, I'll get them after. Yeah.
No, my pizza, my New York's best pizza, they're specialty pie. They don't have as much bacon on as they used to, that's for sure. I know bacon's expensive. They cut down on the bacon. But yeah, it was a $40 pie.
Eight slice round pie, 40 freaking
$5 a slice.
That's insane. And
if you put anything, if you put freaking pineapple on it, you're fired.
Did you put pineapple?
It had peppers and onions and mushrooms and Italian sausage and pepperoni, two kinds of bacon.
I like bacon, but with bacon you're pushing it.
Bacon in there.
You're kind of pushing over bacon.
No, bacon's cool on pizza.
The first time I ever got it, when I first moved down here, was like $26 or $27, the most expensive pie I ever bought. And it had a fair amount of bacon on it, and it was like the best thing I think I ever ate.
It still is the most expensive.
Outside of Emeril Lagasse's restaurant, I should qualify that. Nothing's ever going to beat Emeril Lagasse.
I still can't believe a pie costs that much money. I mean, I live
$40
in
$40. I put a picture up on Facebook.
I saw it, but I didn't even pay that much for a pie in New York City when we were down there on a trip down there. I mean, we paid, you know, 20, I think it was like 27.
Yeah, what'd you get on it?
A pepperoni and cheese. I understand but we're talking New York City where everything is even more expensive.
I got a pepperoni pizza down here at one of the places.
You got to understand, too, I didn't finish this pizza until Monday.
Well, yeah, but it's just you. If you had had four people there, the pizza would have been gone.
Well, that would have been all right. I wouldn't care.
$40. Man.
Yeah, $40 for a pie.
A lot.
But anyway. Rick, next year, if you want pizza, I'll get pizza. And that restaurant actually makes manicotti. They make lasagna.
You're going to say it right. Say it right.
They've got raviolis.
Holy, okay, that's good. And yeah. We'll have that, and then Slim will send the coconut donuts. We'll have dessert.
I'd throw up. I couldn't eat coconut donuts and anything with tomato sauce on it.
Why? But you're not having
good. I'm old, man. My stomach can't handle this stuff anymore.
You eat the coconut donuts later. You don't have to eat them right afterwards.
Make coffee, make some espresso, maybe a little espresso, and coconut donuts.
Well, me pigging out on Thanksgiving Day, I ate two pieces of the pizza on Thursday. That was me pigging out. So anyway. So that was our Thanksgiving. So you guys hear about while we were off, there was a mass shooting at a Colorado gay nightclub. And there was also a Virginia Walmart shooting over the holiday week. I think 11 people died. I believe that's the right number. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But it's horrible, you know. But the Colorado shooter, turns out he was non-binary. And the Walmart guy was black. So neither of these mass shootings actually counts as a mass shooting if you're the media. So apparently, despite these poor folks' lives ending prematurely, the guns killed those poor folks all by themselves. Slim, quit smoking weed on the show. My point's made, but, you know, these lying fools in the media, they're all over these stories right away because it's gun violence, you know. And then they find out who committed the gun violence. Then they ignored the story because, well, let's argue we can't have free speech at Twitter anymore because that's more dangerous than these mentally deranged people who were ignored and acted out with violence, you know, because, you know, they're going to act out with violence because they've been pampered so long that they think anything being fair, they're being discriminated against. So, I'm not going to go into the whole Twitter thing tonight because there's a whole lot more to come. There was a screw up in getting the stuff out the other day. The lawyer that was screwing things up got fired this morning. So we'll get the rest of the story soon and we'll hit that on the show next.
You put up a great tweet of the other day too. But the only thing I want to say about Twitter is I did have what I thought was one of the greatest tweets of the day on that, and it was pretty simple. This lady named Jenna Ellis, she said Elon Musk didn't just buy a company; he purchased a crime scene.
Yes, yeah. I saw that. That was a good tweet.
That was pretty much
sure. I like that
the whole thing. You did, yeah. But that summed up it all. So.
But this non-binary multi-gender thing that we're supposed to tolerate has got me confused. Now, see, you know, guys, if you guys listen to the show, you understand who I am and what I'm about. Okay. You know, I never cared about, you know, gay marriage being a thing. You know, I think gay people should be able to suffer like the rest of us. Let them get married. I don't care. As long as they leave religious people who don't agree with it the hell alone. That was my only caveat I ever put on it. Okay. Some people are never going to accept this. They're very religious. Respect that. Okay. That's all I got on there. But this non-binary multi-gender thing, I just don't get it. You know, you've either got an innie or you got an outie. Okay. And what your outie goes into or what your innie prefers to have in it or on it or around it is nobody's business.
What was the movie? Boys Have a Penis and Girls Have a Vagina. What movie was that from?
I don't know.
It was where the little kids said it, and it was in like kindergarten. I think it was Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, right? Okay, all right, yeah. Well, apparently my attitude that everybody should be just left alone isn't enough to make me a non-hater. So I'm still a hater, apparently. So I went to Twitter, where you can actually find news now, and you can find differing points of view now. And I got an explanation of this whole thing, you know, about this non-binary gender, all this stuff. This clip we're going to play for you might help. Let's run this, see what happens.
Here we go.
So a couple of people might have been surprised by my transgender pin that I put on this morning. I figured it's about time that I came out and talked about my gender identity. I am trigender, which means like a triangle, I have three genders, male, female, and non-binary. And the difference between trigender and gender fluid is that I feel all three of these genders at the same time, all the time. It doesn't ever shift or change, or I feel one gender more strongly than the other, like gender fluid tends to be. Also, I should recognize and accept that a lot of people don't see non-binary as a third gender. They see it as something completely separate from the binary of male and female. But for me, it's like a third gender, or I guess you could call it a third identity. So how I feel gender-wise is like a man, like a woman, and as neither at the same time. I hope this clears things up, but let me know if you have any more questions. I'm happy to answer.
All right. So I'm still confused, because if she, he, it, whatever, they, whatever pronoun this person uses, is a man and a woman and a neither, does that mean like they can go fuck themselves and then feel guilty about it?
I think she can jerk off and finger herself at the same time.
Or she could like want to fuck herself and then tell herself no.
This whole thing just confuses me.
These are my questions. I
can't help you. This is beyond. I mean, this girl says she's all three at the same time. I mean, it's bad enough that I know people that are saying
that. If we saw her in the shower, she'd only have an innie. I don't know where the outie and the neither comes from.
But don't you understand? She said she was trigender. Don't you know what that really means?
She'll try anything. She's what?
She says she's trigender, right?
Yeah.
That means she'll try anything.
Oh, a hot take from the Italian stallion. I like that one. That's good. We call that a hot take on Twitter, man. Because I'm back on Twitter.
You're twitting again.
No, not really.
It should be Twitch. There should not be tweets.
Well, it was Twitch. That's why I quit it.
Oh, why?
You know.
Oh.
Well, because they took the president of the United States off.
Instead of tweeting,
I'm like, I don't care who if it was Joe Biden and they took him off, I'd still object. The president of the United States should be able to spout his bullshit. Okay. You shouldn't stop him. So it pissed me off, and I quit. So I went back on. I mean, you know, when I quit, I had like 4,900 followers, and now I have like 27. So, hey, I don't care. I really don't care. So I got a question for you two guys, okay? All right. Just a general question here. I'm going to give you choices A, B, and C on this one. It's a multiple choice. So wait till the end before you shout out your answers. Who took a knee better? Who took a knee better? Was it A, Colin Kaepernick? You know, he had to protest things. Was it B, Tonya Harding? Ooh, she took out Nancy Kerrigan's knee. But that's taking a knee, right? Or was it C, Monica Lewinsky, who apparently took both knees?
Both knees at the same Monica.
Inquiring minds want to know. Was it A, B, or C, boys?
We're going to go with Monica.
Okay. Slim?
I was going to go with Tanya, but I'll go with Monica.
Because we're guys, we can never turn down a blowjob, right?
Yeah.
I think Tonya Harding's was the most surprising and shocking of the bunch, though. But
Monica,
I'm not gonna turn down a Monica. No, that's all right. So anyway, hey, guess who's back in the news?
Who's back in the news?
And hopefully for the last time in my lifetime, the creepy porn lawyer. Michael Avenatti. He's back for a good reason. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison for cheating his clients out of millions, and he was also ordered to pay $7 million in restitution to his victims. He cheated his clients out of millions of dollars, and he tried to obstruct the IRS from collecting payroll taxes from a coffee shop that he owned. And it caps off a stunning fall for grace for the former attorney, who's already serving 5 years in prison for stealing book proceeds from porn actress Stormy Daniels, and for trying to extort Nike out of $25 million. I remember we had the clip of him doing that. That was him on the phone. It was just like, you know, the guys in your old neighborhood didn't shake down people as hard as he was trying to get money out of Nike. But he got 5 years for that. Then he just got sentenced to 14 more years on top of it. It's not concurrent. It's consecutive. So he serves his 5 years, which he's still got four plus to go. And then he's got 14 on top of that. So this little scumbag is going to be in jail for about another 18 plus years.
How old?
And he's got $7 million in restitution to pay. I think he's like 51 or two. Or I don't know how old he is. You can look it up. You've got the Googles.
Googles.
The moment. Yeah. He obtained a $3 million settlement for clients in 2017. And then he used all the money for his own private jet. Lied to the client. Said the settlement would be paid out in monthly installments over years. He was basically setting up his own Ponzi scheme. I mean, he was a total creep. But this total creep was on CNN and MSNBC every day, sometimes multiple times a day, talking about what a shitbird Trump is, to the point that little fat Brian Steller had him on one day and said,
"This is why I'm taking you seriously as a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, Michael Avenatti." Oh, Brian Stetler would be the only person in prison more popular than Michael Avenatti is going to be. Enjoy your stay, fat lips. It's creepy porn lawyer. See, CPL. I thought I'd retired the CPL thing, but then he had to do something else. Yeah, they thought he could beat Trump. That was so damn funny. Anyway, what else we got? Oh, there's a volcano erupting in Hawaii. There's also one erupting in, I think, Malaysia. And I learned this a long time ago that when these hurricanes and earthquakes happen, there's like a corresponding one on the other side of the earth. Like they're all connected. So this Hawaiian volcano blows up. This other one blows up. There's a big earthquake in California. There's an earthquake somewhere else. But this volcano is erupting in Hawaii, and Brent saw an interesting sign put up by the government in Hawaii, and I wanted him to tell you all about this.
Stay off the fucking lava.
Did it say fucking?
No, I just said stay off the lava, but it should have said stay off. Because people are just morons.
It should have said stay off the lava, duh.
They actually had to put a sign up telling people to stay off the molten lava coming down the side of the...
They actually did, which is really, really, really sad.
It was one of those yellow lighted signs where you put the letters in, like
the convenience store
or on the highway sometimes.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Did it have one of those flashing arrows at the top going, "There's the lava, morons"?
No. They didn't have to go quite so, you know, dramatic, but still stay off the lava. This is
maybe they just didn't have any with the arrows on them.
Yeah. This is the world.
They're hard to find nowadays. They cost extra. I used to have them way back in the day at 7-Elevens. The ones with the arrows cost more to rent a month. So, you know, maybe Hawaii is just getting cheap because of all the inflation. You know. But stay off the lava. There you go, people. There's a tip for you. Stay off the lava, you fucking morons. I mean, it's like you mentioned it before. I know we said it a bunch of times. They have the warning label on snowblowers now.
Yeah, so you don't use it on your roof.
Yeah, some asshole used it on the roof.
Yeah,
now you got to put a warning on there because the lawyers are all involved.
Yep.
And
And it's, you know, another stupid thing. I've mentioned this before too, but it just brought it up in my mind. The Weather Channel app on my phone, when I first moved down here in Florida, it had this big warning symbol on the app. And I'm what the hell? You know, I know it's, you know, what's warning? It's not going to snow or nothing. Jesus. And I look on the Weather Channel app. And this, we're talking mid-South Florida, okay, the Tampa Bay area. And the warning was tips on avoiding frostbite. Okay. And you understand, the temperature is only going down in the upper 30s. Okay, you're not getting frostbite unless you're out there way under freezing for a long period of time. You know, now the warning, the other warning that they had up at the time was for falling iguanas.
Yeah. And I remember that.
Yeah, and granted, that one is real.
That's a real one.
That's a real one.
Yes.
You get under 40 degrees, the iguanas like go to sleep in the trees and then fall out. I mean, it's just so this reminder, this story here with the volcano and the idiot apps and people with their snowblowers, it reminds me to bring you this week's Zippyism. All right. This week's Zippyism is this. If you love someone, set them free. If you hate someone, set them free. Basically, set everyone free, get a dog. People are stupid. You know? They really are. Speaking of which, our next story is our Stupid Criminal of the Week segment. No cards and letters, please, people. We're going to do one. I've had 2 weeks. 2 weeks to find a stupid criminal candidate for tonight.
Are they from Florida?
No, they're not even from Florida.
Ooh, Florida didn't win this week.
This is a Hall of Fame possibility one here.
Not me.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when we get our next broadcast award, we should send a nice note of thank you to this gentleman.
Because he might help us win it.
Yeah. This is Michael Conley Lloyd, age 30. From Missouri. He robbed a bank. Not a good thing to do. Look at his face there. See his little pretty. He's going to be popular in prison.
You sure got some pretty lips there, Michael.
We've got. I'm sorry. I'm just terrible. We've come a long way since the heady days of Professor Moriarty. That's a Jonathan Turley take on that. I should have just skipped it. In Missouri, Michael Conley Lloyd, 30, pleaded guilty last week to bank robbery. Not particularly notable, is it? Because, you know, people rob banks and they plead guilty when they get caught.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. But what's different about this one is Michael Conley Lloyd, he of the Purdy Lips, wrote his demand note to the teller on the back of his birth certificate and robbed the store while wearing an ankle monitor.
Dear Jesus Christ.
Yes. He took his roommate's truck to the robbery and he told police he really didn't have a particular bank in mind, selected the Bank of America in Springfield by random. He then panicked after succeeding in getting the money. He threw his birth certificate and ID out the window as he fled. As he passed police cruisers, his anxiety increased and he started throwing the money out the window.
He might win.
Wow.
I'm telling you, there's more on his Hall of Fame candidacy right here. The boyfriend of Lloyd's roommate reportedly later called police and they picked him up, appropriately enough, at the Lazy Acres Mobile Home Park. Oh, man. But before you complain too much about the lack of effort by stupid millennials as bank robbers, I mean, these people are so damn dumb, you know, they do shit like this. They wouldn't have any idea what Pearl Harbor Day is. You know, these are the people I was talking about at the top of the show. Lloyd made one comment that stood out on the criminal complaint, which is listed here below. He said that he robbed the bank, quote, because he and his lover had gotten into a fight, and he wanted to prove a point. It's not clear what that point was beyond how
that he could go to jail.
Beyond how not to rob a bank, or maybe why his girlfriend should be more judicious in finding a life partner, because he's going to do time, and I will guarantee you he won't be the same when he comes out.
Did it say how much he got? Not that it matters. I mean,
no, it didn't, but he was throwing it out the friggin' window. But he threw his ID and the birth certificate with the holdup note on the back. It's bad enough he used his birth certificate. But at least he remembered to take it with him.
Who takes your birth certificate anywhere, first of all?
He needed a piece of paper to write on. He's an idiot.
So I just happened to have my birth certificate on me.
Yeah.
So I'll just write the note on the back of that.
Well, maybe he was out playing for jobs.
You still don't carry a birth certificate.
Well, your birth certificate is usually on good solid sheet of paper. They use the high grade paper to print your birth certificate. And
good cardstock.
Yeah, it's good cardstock. He wanted his note to look professional.
My original birth certificate was one of the old ones where it was a reverse mimeograph, I guess it would be. The paper was black and the letters were white.
Yes.
I got them when I came down to get my driver's license the first time. They told me we can't accept that. I go, it's the only thing I have. I carried this all my life. And I at the time, what was I, 50, whatever?
And I don't know.
So what do I do now? Well, you got to find out what hospital you were born in and get a copy. The fuck do I know what hospital I was born in? My mom and dad are gone. I was born in Brooklyn someplace. And they said,
Brooklyn someplace.
Might have been born in a junkyard for all I know.
Someplace. So I wound up, I had to spend like $30 to get this pretty certificate.
You should have threatened him to turn him into a pan of Tony.
Pan of Tony.
I'm from Brooklyn. I can make you a pan of Tony.
I'm sticking in a manigault.
It's not a dessert.
Yeah.
You are the dessert. Jeffrey Dahmer got nothing on us guys in Brooklyn, man. We're badass. Seriously, is this guy is on the short list for the Stupid Criminal Hall of Fame?
He is for sure.
Michael Conley Lloyd of Missouri. You know what? If we win the award this year, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find out what prison he's in, and I'm going to send him a box of condoms. I think it's the least I could do. Obviously, he won't be using them, but he can at least ask.
Did he think if he threw the money out the window?
I'll make sure they're the lube kind.
Fuck that. Don't give him the lube kind.
Oh, come on. He made our show. We'll get an award.
Give him some of those ones with the French ticklers on the end.
Oh, you think his prostate would like those better?
Maybe.
There's some people groaning at that one out there, but that's okay. It was funny. Shut up.
Don't give him any of those coconut donuts either.
No. No, we don't want coke. We don't want any coconut donuts going to him, and we don't want any coconut donuts that Slim uses to measure his you-know-what.
Oh. It's a little tougher with the coconut ones.
Never mind. It makes the hole smaller, I know. It's too much trouble.
It gets all sticky, too.
Yeah, the poor guy.
Plane. It's easier to use plane.
Yeah. All right. Well, when he does his demonstrations on how to measure with donuts, I know he uses the plain ones because the people are still talking. I know some people in New York. They talk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's all right. They're still impressed. It's okay.
They don't
we mentioned the Twitter thing a little bit, and it's big news. But it seems all of us insane, crazy conspiracy theorists were actually the normal people who were right. You didn't have to be a math guy like me to see that the election was rigged in 2020. And I'll repeat some of this. For those of you who missed the show in December of or late November of 2020. You know, I think I repeated it one time since then. But Obama got 69 million votes in his biggest election, which was his first one. Trump got 74. Biden supposedly got 81. Obama won 873 counties across America. Trump in 2020 won 2,497 counties. Biden only won 477, 400 less than Obama. The bellwether counties that all the experts say, okay, you know, these are the ones that will predict the way America goes. These are 19 counties in different states, and these counties are always right. Well, Obama won 18 out of 19 of the bellwether counties. In 2020, Trump also won 18 out of 19, which means Biden only won one. And, of course, Obama won House seats, Trump won House seats, and somehow Biden lost House seats with 81 million votes. How does that happen?
I forgot the
Well, trick. We're in the process of finding out, aren't we?
Yeah, we definitely are.
Yeah. But see, I mean, if you still write about this shit on Facebook, they're still going to smack you with a ban.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, you know, our only saving grace is if somehow Elon Musk can buy Google and Facebook too. But even he's not that rich. But anyway, the Hunter laptop was just part of the whole thing. But considering that in the smallest poll that I'd seen one as high as 10%, but the smallest poll I saw said 7% of Biden voters would have not voted for him had they known about it. That's way more than enough. I mean, like 40,000 votes would have changed the election. You know, I wonder how many unfolded votes got counted from those mail-ins. It's more than that just in Philadelphia. Probably had a zero for Philadelphia. But anyway, so we know Hunter's in trouble. That's kind of obvious. But we wanted to go to the installed president to get his take on justice for the election. Mr. President?
I don't know why he's not
talking. Maybe Hunter should cop to the lying on the gun form thing. I mean, I knew they were going to get him on something one of these days, and... You know, personally, I would have thought it would have been the vast criminal enterprise he was running with me and my brother. But hey, you can't choose your battles, right? And remember, no one is above the law. But, you know, I'm pretty close.
That's actually, it's funny, but it's also pretty much true. You know, I mean, there's been people for months now, you know, wanting Hunter to plead guilty to the lying on the federal form about the gun and one other thing, the tax thing or something, so he can pay fines and all that kind of crap. But the vast criminal Biden enterprise might be a little more appropriate thing to prosecute him over. And we'll just see how the Republicans handle this. And, you know. I mean, there's so many people out there in the country that say, I don't want to hear any more about this. I don't want to hear any more about this. I hate Trump. I don't care if you hate Trump, you love Trump. I don't give a shit how you feel about Trump. Okay? You go back to World War II. We were all friggin' Americans. Nobody asked you what the hell was on your damn voter registration card when it came time to defend this country from the Japanese and the Germans. I mean, by the time we got in, the Italians already had pretty much had their asses kicked. But, you know, we didn't care. You know, and you come to more modern day, what, 21 years ago now? 9-11? I mean, 9-11, the whole country came together for what, Slim? 4 or 5 days?
No, we came. The country came together for a year, and then 9 months to a year, and we passed bills, and we did all, you know, everything was kumbaya, my lord, and we all loved each other, and we, you know, we lit candles, and it was a great time, and then we just slowly
And then Bush decided to go after Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein put a murder contract, a hit contract out on his dad,
And he wanted revenge, so he used any excuse to invade Iraq, which turned getting the Taliban out of, and the terrorists out of Afghanistan into a fucking joke, because we had, you know, bogged us down for 20 years over there. And, you know, that was bullshit. That was about as, you know, it was about as much bullshit as what dickheads doing in Ukraine right now. You know, and I'll tell you, anybody, I don't want to talk about Ukraine story a whole lot and stuff, but this, I'm just going to throw my opinion out there because it's our show and I can do that.
Yep.
Anybody who thinks defending Ukraine is more important than defending Taiwan is a moron. Okay. Other than wheat, which you can grow a lot of places, Ukraine is nothing. The only thing Ukraine famously did was produce a whole lot of hot blondes that I went to visit when I was on vacation there.
Yeah, but
and well, that was important. That's the most important thing to me. But the other important thing that Ukraine has done is what was it? Oh yeah, they paid the Bidens. Yeah, there you go. That was it. Hot blondes and paying the Bidens. Other than that, they're just sucking up our money. And it's not a democracy. And everybody on TV, Republicans included, those bunch of pussies who tell you Ukraine's a democracy, we got to defend them. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm confused, because I found out today that those really sophisticated artillery units that we sent over there, like 20 some of them, they're very expensive. They modified them before we gave them to Ukraine, so that the shells would only go 50 miles, because they don't trust the little fucker we're giving all the money to not go ahead and shoot way into Russia. The little megalomaniac, he wants us to attack into Russia. He said it. Putin must go. You were a comedian 10 years ago. Now you're a friggin', you're like a Castro. You know, without the cool mustache. You know, fuck that. Taiwan is actually a democracy. Taiwan is right off the coast of China. Taiwan makes 70-some% of the world's microchips. And Taiwan actually needs our friggin' help. I mean, come on. The Ukraine thing could have been over before it started. All you had to do is just say, look, we're not going to put Ukraine into NATO, Vlad. Just fucking chill. But no, Biden wants to pay Putin back for getting Trump elected in 2016, because he's so fucking senile, he believes this bullshit that the people in his party keep telling him.
You don't also think we are protecting some of those labs over there in Ukraine that Vladimir Putin says that we have, those unsanctioned?
I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
I think Vladimir Putin's raised 100%.
It's all Fauci's fault.
Yep. I think, and that's the real reason we're over in Ukraine.
You see, that little bastard's going to die before we get him up on charges and put him up on a wall.
Yeah, unfortunately. He's probably got so immunity.
He don't have immunity for shit. All he's got is the media protecting him. You know, you go around liberal neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., New York, and some other places. Rick, have you been home lately?
No, I haven't. God, I haven't.
Not for a while? Because I just wonder if you'd seen any, because I've seen pictures of them in New York. There's people that have Fauci, thank you, Dr. Fauci, yard signs.
Seriously? Yeah. I'll let some of my friends, because I was in Dyker Heights, and Fauci's pharmacy was right on 13th Avenue, about on 82nd Street, which is approximately like 8 blocks from my house.
So if they said thank you, Dr. Fauci, up there, it might be somebody else. But no. But yep. They meant this little asshole.
That was his pharmacy. That was.
Oh, it was his pharmacy?
His dad's pharmacy.
Oh, he came from Brooklyn?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'd disown his ass so fast. That's horrible. So anyway, well, we'll see if the R's are controlled, this vast criminal enterprise is going to be exposed or not. We'll find out. I'm just not going to hold my breath. Like, I'm not going to hold my breath. Herschel's going to win this election tonight either. I noticed the big counties in Atlanta where all the early voting was happening so fast.
One of my friends,
they were only like at 60 some percent counted,
and all the small counties were at 90 some percent. So they were holding back to see how many votes they needed because Herschel took a lead. And I'm sure they shit themselves. Anybody know where that is right now?
No, I do not.
No, you're not. You're not watching it.
No.
Yep. Herschel Warnock wins. Warnock wins. I knew he'd win.
I'll ask one of my friends about Cobo. He said he
50.7 to 49.3 is what they're calling. All the votes aren't in the Atlanta, but apparently enough of them were in. Yeah, I mean, come on. You could have had a better, there's another one Trump blew for us. I mean, I like Herschel Walker. He was a great football player. Penn State beat him for a national title, though, and the Cowboys made their Super Bowl teams by trading his ass to Minnesota for about 5 million draft picks. So I've always been grateful to him for that. But, I mean, come on. The whole state of Georgia can come up with somebody better to run against a wife-beaten fake minister? Come on. Dumbasses. So anyway. Hey, I discovered something this week. And
welcome to fucking planet Earth.
Yeah, I know. You guys know about this because of pre-show, but I'm just going to pretend I didn't tell you. Because this was the coolest thing that happened this week.
I'll act surprised.
It's something new. And I know you guys know how I feel about waitresses. I think waitresses are like the best humans on earth. They treat absolute strangers with kindness. They'll bring you exactly what you want to eat. They'll refill your drink while you're eating it. And then they clean up after you're done. It's freaking awesome. Waitresses are just great. So I way over tip. I always do. I mean, if you're a total grumpy puss, I'll still give you 20%. But I'm usually in the 35-40% range because I genuinely am grateful for the service. I've gone higher a number of times, but 30 to 35% on an expensive meal is a lot of money, and that's usually plenty. But alas, I like to use that word. Wow. It's only one syllable, but it's so rarely used. Alas, this one true joy in my life could be replaced because I might have discovered something even better. I know it's hard to believe, but there's possibly that there's something even better than a Monica Lewinsky or a waitress taking care of you for dinner or both. Do you guys know that there's this new thing out there where you can go on your phone and you can pick anything you want from anywhere you want, just the way you want it, and get this, they bring it right to your house faster than you can even drive there, get seated and order. It's boom, it's there. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
Like as in like Grubhub and Uber Eats and stuff like that?
Uber Eats, oh, there's another one. I ain't heard of that one.
Yeah.
I found out DoorDash. That was the one I found. So, this is not new to anybody but me.
Just you.
Just me.
You do know about Pornhub and OnlyFans and all this other stuff, too. Do I got to enlighten you on all that stuff? I mean, just because I'm going to make sure you know about everything.
We've been doing this show a long time.
Okay.
We did the whole, you enlighten me and CB about Bridget the friggin' midget.
Okay.
I didn't know nothing about that till you brought it up, but I've learned.
Pornhub and OnlyFans does not get delivered.
But this door, I don't know about OnlyFans. I know what it is, but I'm not going to pay somebody to. We did a show one time where the woman goes on OnlyFans and she collects her boob sweat from suntanning and then she sells it to guys. Remember that one?
That was a while ago. I think I actually remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
For some strange reason, those ones stay in my mind. They're so weird. But this DoorDash thing was so cool. The food was still hot when it got here. And it got here so fast, I was like, friggin' amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I hit the thing, it said order. And then I get a notification like 3 minutes later, your order is being processed. And like 3 minutes after that, it's been picked up.
And then it's approaching, which pretty much means get ready because it's pulling in the driveway.
And they got here in less than 20 minutes from the time I hit send. I couldn't drive to the restaurant, and it was Red Robin, by the way. I couldn't drive to Red Robin.
Yum.
Go in, get my seat, sit down, get my drink order, and look at the menu in as fast as they delivered the damn thing here. Now, granted, I spent 4 minutes on the menu making sure I got it the way I wanted it and everything. But they charged me like $5.56 delivery fee. And then I tipped the driver. They said to tip the driver, the suggested tip was $5, so I gave him 10. Now, you explained all this shit to me on pre-show, so tell people what you told me.
Oh, no, just with DoorDash.
There's a monthly thing or something?
Yeah, I have the Dash Pass, which is $9.99 a month, which it gets rid of. I mean, pretty much as long as you spend, I think it's $8, I think is the cutoff. As long as you spend $8, or at least it here, it's for me, I think it's $8. I don't pay any delivery fees or service fees. So pretty much other than, you know, the tip, it's just like me driving to the store, and it's way more convenient because I get literally.
It's only $10 a month?
Yeah, $9.99. And I literally get DoorDash probably 4 or 5 times a week at work. So from software.
How much Paramount Plus costs me $99.99 a year. So that's like $8 a month.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use it now because there's no DoorDash delivery.
They don't bring me any food.
No, they don't bring you shit.
But I do get to watch Tulsa. Have you seen Tulsa yet? Yeah. Tulsa King, the Sylvester Stallone thing. It's good. It's funny. It's mobster shit. I'm surprised you didn't get a role in that one.
Oh,
Greg.
I'm in Florida. Where am I going
to
get a role?
Well, yeah, that's true. We went to Tulsa. You know, there are no other Goombas there. He was the only one. But yeah, it's good. You guys haven't seen that yet?
No.
All right.
I've been working.
Well, now you can catch up.
Tomorrow's the very first day that I don't actually have to go into work.
You got to catch up on Yellowstone?
I gave up on Yellowstone.
It's good. It's
halfway
good.
Through season two, I quit Yellowstone.
Oh, man. I love Yellowstone. But this Tulsa King with Stallone, it's a freaking hoot. It really is. I haven't seen Sunday's episode yet, but I'll probably watch that tomorrow when I don't have anything to do. But, yeah, it's good. Tulsa King, people. Paramount. It's on Paramount Plus. If you get it without the commercials, it's like $100 a year. If you get it with commercials, I think it's half that. But who the hell wants to watch commercials?
I get all the commercial ones. Fuck it. Give you a chance to at least go get a drink or something. And the commercials, they're usually only 1 minute. Have you noticed that any of the streaming networks?
No, because I always pay to get it without them.
They're literally only like 1 minute long. It's not like the 4 or 5 minutes when you're watching regular TV. They're like 1 minute, seriously. And it counts it down right on the screen for you. It tells you, you know, how long you got before the show comes back on.
Well, I told you about that guy at Home Depot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That died just yesterday from that thug pushing him down and everything. I saw my first modern day millennial crime spree yesterday. Yesterday was a big day. A lot going on. I went into the CVS and I had to pick up some scripts, but I went into it because I needed these eye drops that I use. And pharmacist told me they're special order. I'm like, you know, they're fucking $30 eye drops, asshole. Why don't you have them in stock? You make money on them. Come on. But I parked my car and I walked to the doors and they were already open. And this very attractive young lady is coming out. She was dressed to the nines. Her hair was done up. She had some gold chains on. They were feminine, not some big hoary kind of looking things. And she bumps right into me. She wasn't looking. She was looking back over her shoulder. And despite the fact that she was young and attractive, I did what I usually do when somebody's an asshole and bumps into me. I said, excuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't give my humor or objection any thought. She just turned left and went down the sidewalk. So when you walk into the CVS, the only time I ever go to the right is if there's a massive humanity at the front registers and I don't want to dodge through people to get where I'm going. So, but there wasn't. So I walk in about 6 steps and I hear this guy yelling, stop, stop. And I look and I see this guy, and it had to be in his mid-60s at least. Bald-headed, skinny dude with his vest on, chasing after a young guy with a hoodie and a mask and two big bags full of shit. Coming down that first aisle, on the right when you walk into a CVS, it's all the ladies' crap. I don't really know what's all there. I know makeup's in there, and there's probably hair crap. I don't go in that aisle, okay?
Vagisil and all that good stuff.
Oh, I don't know what's there, but I've walked that aisle like twice to avoid massive humanity, and I don't really pay attention. But I know there's expensive makeup and stuff on the far right-hand wall. Because I did have to look for Christmas presents for somebody one time. And there was some kind of lipstick or some, I don't know what the hell I was looking for. I felt like an idiot looking for it. But that was the only time I ever spent any time in that aisle. But if I had turned right, this little shit's day would have been ruined because he'd have run right into my ass. Just like his girlfriend, obviously, who was looking back over. She's probably one told him what shit to steal. Mm-hmm. I'm just speculating, but he's run down. This poor guy's chasing him. If I'd have walked in there, I could have just clotheslined that little fucker and set him down and held him there and let the cops take care of him. But this poor guy, he couldn't catch him. He runs out the door, he goes after him, and there's some guy who was outside the door looking at the situation. His wife's at the front register, she's yelling at him, saying, "Don't you fucking dare! Don't you fucking dare!" And she says whatever his name was. "You stay out of it." And I looked at this guy and I went, "Yeah, okay." She knows her husband. He was like one of those soft dad bod kind of guys, you know. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Apparently, women find that attractive. But this guy was not. He wasn't like MacGyver or anything. You know, he wasn't going to help. But if I'd have just turned right, or I'd have walked in like 3 seconds later, I could have stopped a crime spree. I could have been Zippy the crime buster.
You'd have been on TV. They'd have given you the fucking key to the city.
I don't want to be on TV. I'd have told the cops to keep my fucking name out of it. I don't want this little hood doing 30 days, getting out and coming after me with a gun, and I have to shoot him. You know, I'm not worried if he comes after me a gun. He's a little punk. He probably doesn't even know how to use it, but then I would have to shoot him. I don't want to shoot him.
Might be what he deserves.
But I mean, I got to held him down on the ground, and you know, I was armed. He wasn't going to go anywhere. But I mean, he was a little dude. I know I'm an old man, but I'm still big and I'm not weak. Just one clothesline and, you know, maybe a hip flip and boom, we're done.
Okay, hey Zip, guess what? Remember when you said you went out and you bought the last two of my movies on Amazon?
And yeah, I was going to talk about the football game tonight, and I told a couple guys at the football game about Boys of Brooklyn.
It's Brooklyn Boys.
All right, but see, I named it Brooklyn Boys.
Start you. Okay.
All right. Well, is there more copies?
I just went on Amazon. They have a VHS copy. All right, it's $25.
Who has a VHF player?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I still have one.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. There's one DVD up there. It's used.
Right.
Very good condition. You ready for this shit? $99.95.
Oh, Slim put the one with your signature on it up for sale.
No, I did not.
That must be that one.
But I might now.
You get $99 for an unsigned one. Shit, where you can get one with the star's autograph on it.
Jesus God.
Nice shit. $99.
$99.
What did I pay? What did I pay for those two copies when I bought them on air?
Oh geez, I don't know.
I mean, they weren't cheap, but they weren't anywhere near $99.
Nah, well, I mean,
I think they were like $30 a piece or something.
Maybe 25-ish.
Yeah.
Which I still think is a lot, but.
How much of the royalties did you see of that?
What royalties? We got screwed out of it. No. I was the editor.
18 cents.
Not even.
So they're selling your movie for $100.
$100 and I get balls on top.
Without your signature.
Without my signature.
What you should do is contact the seller and tell them you'd be willing to autograph it.
Yeah.
And then they can double the price.
Small fee. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. What the hell? You're famous.
Yeah.
If you weren't famous before, you sure as hell are now.
Yeah. 99. I gotta call up the other guy who's in it today.
You better call your agent.
We had no agent. The distribution company, you know, got a hold of us and about 15 other independents, you know, who had movies. Okay, we'll do it. We'll release it and do everything, and you'll get whatever's left over after we take out our cut for advertising and shit. So the guy who actually, the director, said, oh, yeah, sure, okay, because I had no say in it.
Right.
They got their first check, so like for $45,000 and change or something like that, he told me. Minus this fee, minus this, you're cut zero. He was like, what the hell? He goes, don't worry.
How the hell's $45,000 go to zero? Oh, that's Hollywood.
They had to take out all their advertising fee and reproduction fee and also the shit fee.
Reproduction fee, was that banging the stage girl, the stagehand girls?
Oh, I mean, they actually, you know, reproduced. And that, needless to say, there was no...
Made some baby Goombas.
There was no next check. Yeah. And then when we went to go went to the website, they were gone.
So then should be autographing these existing copies and get some money out of them.
Yeah. That would be funny if I said, hey, by the way, that's my movie. What are you doing with it?
So the robbery at the CVS that I nearly got into was only one of the exciting things that happened to me yesterday.
What was the other one?
The other one was I went to the Tampa Bay Bucks Monday Night Football game with a mutual friend of ours, the Big E, Eric, and two guys that I met last year and seen them since then. They were there, Zabo and Jonathan. They were sitting in the people's seats to my right that are normally there, and they're pretty cool dudes. So we got along. We had a fun night. They were good wingmen. I'll tell you that. And we were posting all kinds of shit on social media. We missed about a third of the game because we were filming and posting shit all the time, but it was great, except for the game. Because I sat through the Sunday night game last year when the Buccaneers played the Saints, and it was the most horrible 3.5 hours of my life. The Bucs scored 0 points. They lost 9-0. But because it was only 9-0, you couldn't leave early because, like, you know, well, it only takes like 2 plays and they can win, you know. So last night we're watching this game. And we went up 3-0. They were down 7-3. They were down 10-3. They were down 13-3. They were down 16-3. And there's like 5 minutes to go in the game, less than that. And we get the ball. And Thomas Brady drives the Buccaneers down the field and they score a touchdown. And there's still a few minutes left. The defense comes on. Makes a couple of great plays, big hit. They threw the ball on 3rd-and-1 and just laid a big hit on the receiver, and he couldn't hang on to it. So it forced the Saints to punt. They punted before the 2-minute warning. That's how fast the defense got rid of them. Well, we had timeouts, but 2 timeouts and an incomplete pass. So it saved the clock. So now you got Tom Brady with the football, you know, the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, with a little over 2 minutes left to go in the game. And I'm like telling everybody, this is over. What do you mean it's over? We got a chance? No, I said, I mean, it's over for the Saints. It's over for the Saints. The GOAT's got the ball. Sure enough, he drove him right down the field. He took a little longer than he should have. There was a penalty and some other crap. But we had the winning touchdown, but there was a holding call on it. So he gets him right back down the field, hits Julio Jones down to about the 4 or 5, something like that. And with 3 seconds left on the clock, he delivers a pass to the rookie White, Rashad White, running back. Dives across the goal line. 3 seconds left. Extra point. Tampa Bay wins the game, 17-16. Exciting as hell for a 17-16 game. Plus, I was hanging out with my wingman. So it was a fun night. I really enjoyed it. And I know you guys don't give a flying shit. But a lot of our audience watches Monday Night Football. And besides, I want to say Zabo and Jonathan's names on air because Jonathan's funny. And Jonathan's got a lot of guns, so I like Jonathan. But Zabo, his name's Zabo. And I told him, if you guys give any shit, the new show is going to be Zip and Zabo.
Hmm.
Because who the hell could not turn into something called Zip and Zabo? I mean, it just sounds like it's going to be a hoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So anyway, thanks, guys. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, everybody, for making it a fun evening. And in honor of last night, well, the app thingy. We got to do the app thingy. Our one commercial.
Why don't you do commercials? I said we do once. 10 seconds at the end of the show. Go ahead.
That's right. If you don't have it already, download the Zone Out Radio app in the Google or Apple Store. Music 24/7, 365, and of course us on Tuesdays live. So it's all right there at your fingertips. You got all our links. So if you want to poke, you know, Zip or Rick, you can poke them on Facebook.
Crime Buster Zip.
You know. Yeah. You can poke him. You can follow him. You know, whatever. But download the app. Zone Out Radio. And, simple.
And don't mess with Rick because he'll put you in a pan.
Yeah, of Tony.
It'll be a pan full of Tony or whatever your name is.
John.
It's a pan of Johnny. There was a pan of Tony last week. He's gone. There's no more Johnny. He's sleeping with the fishes. Okay. Anyway. So I was at the game, and I told the lady down in front of us that I was going to play the Back It Up song. But there's so many damn songs called Back It Up. I spent a half an hour trying to find the right Back It Up song. And
it's Back That Thing Up by Juvenile. It's the best song ever.
Is that what it is? Back That Thing Up?
It's Back That Ass Up. But the Back That Thing Up was the radio.
The clean version?
Was the clean version.
You got that one?
Of course I do. I'm
Let me
DJ.
Hear a couple seconds, though, see if it's the right one.
Oh, it's...
Do you have to switch from the one you got up?
Oh, that's all right.
You're talented. You've got all that fancy computer shit. I just want to see if this is the right one.
Wow. This is rad. This is probably the one it should be.
Cash Money Records taking over from the 99 and the 2000. Girl, you're working with some bag, this bag, make it worth spending this cash, this last year. Girl, proud with the pants, they mad, you could ride in the jag, with that, you could smoke a fire bag, a grass, got money, I can flash, and trash, I'm a bitch, I'm a player, gun spray, a clear head, a flipper, gray filler, look, I be slinging wood, I'm out of the hood, that it be understood, it's all good, got a gas, see me law, on the hard, smooth, cool, and broad, I want to draw, hope you can do a trick, on the stick, you claiming you want a bitch,
that's not
the one. I'm the daddy with the money,
That is one of the ones that I looked at today, and to be honest with you, those lyrics are so damn filthy.
Those were lyrics?
That was the clean version.
I read the lyrics because I couldn't understand half of them. But I read the lyrics and I was like, "Ooh, that's not a good one." I don't think that was the one. Although that's got a good beat to it.
It's a great song.
Put the other one back up.
All right.
Okay.
Because if
this is our closeout song, because if you saw the game, you're going to get this. They play this at the stadium sometimes. This one played at Tampa Bucks game, usually in the pregame show. But if they would have waited till about 4 minutes left in the game last night when they were down 13 points, they thought everybody's in trouble. But TB12 said, "Boys, let's get it started." Good night, everybody.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's full of out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get it started,
come on,
get it started,
get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started in here.
control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get started, get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Running, running, and running, running.
Come on, y'all. Let's get it.
Dill, applicator will bring the bug dot drill.
Just
lose your mind, this is the time. Y'all can't stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come them now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on.
Get started,
come on.
Get started, get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
And running and running and running and running and running and running.